Nikita Zimov and his father Sergey have purchased yearling bison from a Delta Junction area ranch. Nikita Zimov says the animals are headed to Pleistocene Park, a 20-square-kilometer research plot in eastern Siberia where the Russian scientists are trying to recreate an ice age ecosystem.
We know that the main four species were mammoths, bison, horses, and reindeer. And bison were actually the most dominant.
The Alaska bison will complement horses, muskoxen, reindeer, and yaks, the Zimovs previously transplanted to Pleistocene Park. The rewilding project is an experiment to see if herd animals can prevent the melting of carbon-rich permafrost.
Animals, when they forage, trample down the snow. So when animals trample down the snow, they allow this cold to penetrate, and in the winter, soils freeze much deeper.
Zimov says grasses, which proliferate on trammeled earth, reflect more sunlight, store more carbon, and dry underlying soils, reducing production of the powerful greenhouse gas methane. It's a small-scale exercise with potentially global implications and worth pursuing, according to ecologist Terry Chapin of Fairbanks.
It takes the actual experiment to determine what the outcome will be. And I think that's the value of Pleistocene Park.
Chapin, an accomplished researcher of the ecological impacts of climate change, has visited the park, knows the Zimovs, and is helping with the effort to transport the bison.
They're going to build the crates that'll carry the bison. They're going to build those in our garage.
And an 11-month-old bison is, like, bigger than you would expect. They weigh about 500 pounds. They don't like to be confined, so they're difficult to deal with. They're kind of like little furry Tasmanian devils with horns.
Luke Griswold Turgis of Haines is making a documentary about Pleistocene Park and handling a lot of the Alaska side logistics. He connected Zimov with the Stevens Village Bison Farm near Delta Junction.
As a favor, it was like, oh, you know, Nikita, let me, I'll just call some people in Alaska and see if I can find out if anyone has any bison for sale.
Called the farm out there and knew right away that we could probably help.
Ben Stevens with Tanana Chiefs Conference says he feels good about tribally raised bison going to Pleistocene Park.
Because it's restoring an animal to the wild.
The bison are quarantined in Delta Junction in preparation for travel to Siberia, but Zimov has yet to set a departure date.
I think our time from early June, the latest.
Zimov says he's working to secure an air carrier to fly the bison to Siberia and raising money online to cover the remaining half of the $200,000 project cost. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.